The Lord be with you. It's great to be back worshiping with my brothers and sisters here at SFCC. Well, today is a special day for two reasons. And first, we celebrate the 41st anniversary of our church. And also, as you have just heard, we also kick off the 40 days of community in which we study and learn and grow together as a community. Now I'm really excited. Are you guys excited? I don't see that. Come on. Are you guys excited? I'm really excited about this. All right. Yeah. Let's pump it up. Yeah. Right. Now, for many of us, especially for those who grew up here in North America, we have been taught that happiness is a result of independence. Well, you know, we have been taught that if we're financially independent, if we're relationally independent, if we're independent in every way, then we'll be the happiest. But the thing is, we have never had more unhappy people as depression and suicide rate continue to go up. Why? Because that's not the answer. For the truth is, happiness does not come from independence or isolation. Instead, the Bible teaches us that that true happiness comes from interdependence with other people within the community. So this is what I want you guys to do right now. I want you guys to turn to the person next to you and say to that person, "You need me." Can you do that? Say to each other, "You need me," right? All right. Yeah, that's the spirit. Okay. Okay, now I want you guys to do one more thing. I want you guys to turn to that person and say, "I need you also."
All right.
So that's what 40 days of community is about. Now, I know a couple of years ago, you know, we did a church-wide study called the 40 Days of Purpose. And the big idea for that study was that God put us on earth for five purposes. And if you remember, there are, you know, those five are worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. Well, what we will learn in the 40 days of community is that we cannot fulfill any of those purposes by ourselves. We simply can't do it. It's not possible. Instead, God has wired you and me in such a way that we can only fulfill those purposes in relationships. So for the next 40 days, this is what I want everybody to do in this church. I want everyone in this church to get into a small group. And even if you're visiting today, I hope that you do join a small group too, you know, in our church. Now, I'm not talking about that you have to do that for the rest of your life, right? I'm not saying that. If you are already in a small group, that's great, but for those who are new to this church or who are visiting or who doesn't have a group, please join the group for the next 40 days. That's 6 times.
你如果已经上帝节修作会很好，不过你若是新来的，还是探访朋友，请你参加，找一个修作来参加，那才6遍而已。That's
only 6 times, so that you can get the most out of this study.
那是一礼拜一遍，所以拢总6遍。所以你若参加这个修作，你对这个关爱事情，对你更大的利益。And
within your small group, each week you will get together and you will go through a lesson about community and about relationship.
所以你的修作，你每礼拜组会一遍。
And not only that, everybody in the small group will get, and probably most of you have already received, a book called Better Together, right? What on earth are we here for? You guys have this book, right? Oh yeah, similar, that's a Chinese version. Yeah. Now, if you're in the youth group, you'll get something else, but it's still similar to the 40 days. Now, this is a devotional reading for the next 40 days in which you will learn about relationships and being in a community. And here's the thing, you cannot buy this book in the bookstore. The only way you can get this book is by being in a small group. So if you have already received this book, that's great, but if you plan not to enter into a small group for the next 40 days, well, I'm sorry. You have to return the book back to us. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Right, so you guys get my point. You know, let's get this and do this together. So with that said, I want to ask you to please turn to your bulletin with me. And on page 11, you will notice that there's a weekly theme or subject for the 40-day series. And for instance, this Sunday is Love Each Other Sunday, meaning each week the sermon will tackle on that particular theme. And for the small group, we will look at the topic of What on Earth Are We Here For? Okay, so everybody with me? Okay. So having said all that, for today's sermon, I'd like to take us back to the fundamentals by looking at the 5 reasons why we need each other. You see, we cannot really love one another as brothers or sisters in Christ unless we learn, you know, why we need each other in the first place. So 5 reasons why we need each other, and here's the first reason, and please follow along with me in your bulletin and feel free to write down the key points. You know, I got some blanks for you to fill out.
Okay?
So here
comes.
Alright, so here comes the first reason. I need others to walk with me. Okay, and then in Chinese you can write 同行, right? I think that's how you translate it, right? 我需要别人与我同行. So this means I need people to help me grow spiritually.
这意思就是说我需要别人帮助我，我会当灵命成长.
Now, please look at the passage from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 7, where it says this. It says, Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
所以咱来看哥罗西书第二章第六节到第七节，我用华语来谈哦。第六节讲，你们既然受了接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
Now the Bible often calls your spiritual life your walk.
圣经常讲你的灵命，在你的灵命当作一个行路，
And the reason is, you know, our life is not a sit-down thing. It's a journey. You're always going. You're always growing. You're always moving towards some destination. But here's the thing. God never intended for you and for me to do this or to walk this life alone.
所以咱的人生是一个路程。所以我们主重真重要就是说上帝不爱咱家己单独行这个路程。
Instead, God says, I want you to walk through this journey with other people close in relationships with you.
上帝说我爱你行这个和别人和你有亲密关系的人做为行这个人生的路程。
Why? Because number one, it's safe.
怎样？因为这个安全。
It's safer when you walk with others through life.
你和别人做伙行过这人生的时候，这较安全。
Now, have you guys ever had to walk through the dark valley in the inner city at night by yourself?
你敢有人伫都市，捌伫暗时的时候行伫真黑暗的路，
Or maybe somewhere in the country?
还是伫迄条乡下的所在
？I mean, it can be quite frightening, isn't it?
哦，有当真惊人吼。
But the thing is, if you have others with you, you are not as scared because it is simply safer.And that's also true spiritually.
所以同款，咱的灵命嘛是安尼。
Second is supportive.
第二个有一个支持支持。
Having others to walk with us in our spiritual journey keeps us from giving up and encourages us to keep going.
有别人和咱做的时候，也支持咱，也让和咱。鼓励咱唔免放这么紧就放下，会鼓励咱继续做伙行，继续行。
I don't know whether you guys had this experience in the past or not, but there's one time I was running, like kind of like a long distance, like run, and then all of a sudden I got this pain on my side. I just wanted to give up.
我唔知影你有这个经验无？我有过去一遍吼，我踮咧走长途吼，我一直走，咁多突然间我有一个，唔知老会开始咧听，我就想要全放下，卖个走。
But I was not in that race alone. I had a friend alongside me and said, "Walt, keep running, go to the finish line."
不过我唔是干家己咧走咧，我有另外一个人，伊咧鼓励我边啊讲，继续走，我都唔当放下，继续走。
So in the same way, when we're traveling with others on this road of discipleship.We will keep going because we have other people traveling with us.
所以同款，咱的这个门道的路程吼，的时候，咱有和咱做伙帮助，现在咱做伙继续行。
So not only is it safer and supportive, it is also smarter to have other people traveling with you.
所以有别人和咱做伙行的时候，这不只是够安全，这有更加有人甲咱支持，这嘛更加好，嘛更加巧的代志。
Now, could you turn to the next verse with me to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26, inside your bulletin?
我伫迄个周报内面，请咱看迄个箴言第28:26.
It says, "Only fools trust what they think alone is right."
26节讲，心中自是的便是愚昧人。
In other words, if I'm the only one who thinks it, guess what? I'm usually wrong.
意思就是讲，那是个人，我家己一个人咧想这样，但是普通是我所想的所讲拢是唔对的。
So it is safer, it is supportive, and it is smarter to travel with others through this spiritual journey.
所以咱行这个熟练的路程的时候，和别人做伙是较安全、较有支持，还佫较好的代志。
So that's the first reason why we need each other. We need others to walk with us.
所以这是第一个原因，像咱有需要别人和咱做伙行。
Here comes the second reason. You guys ready?
对，第二个原因。
I need others to work with me.
我需要别人和我做伙同工。
Yeah, that's perfect. 同工，同工。I need others to work with me.
我需要别人和我做伙同工。
Now, the Bible tells us that before you were even born, God had already decided what talents that you were going to get, what natural abilities, what gifts, or what backgrounds you're going to have.
先跟人讲。上帝已经决定讲，你要出世前，上帝已经决定讲，要给你什么才能，要给你什么恩赐，要给你什么背景。
He had planned for all those things for you because he has a certain thing that he wants you to do with your life, and it's called your good works. And that good works is called ministry. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Again, inside your bulletin with me. And let me read this to you. It says, God made us to do good works, which He planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. So this means every time you use the gifts God has given you to help people, that is ministry, that service.
所以这就是意思，就是讲你特别你来用上帝或你的才能、恩赐去帮助别人，这就是侍奉，这就是服侍。
But here's also, you know, another thing that we need to know is God doesn't want you and me to do that by yourself.
另外，还佫有一件代志，咱来知影就是讲，上帝不爱咱家己一个去做这款代志。
Instead, He says you need other people to work with you.
伊讲你也有需要别人和你做伙同工。
Go to the next verse, where from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse
9.
Where it says, two people are better than one because they get more done by working together. And you know that's true. You know, you always get more done by working with other people. And one of the most valuable lessons I learned in serving the church is that the more people that I get, the less tired and worn out I get as well. Community is God's answer for fatigue or tiredness. And that's why we need each other. So that's the second reason, right? Am I going too fast? I'm okay, right? You guys with me? Okay. Here comes the third reason, and that is I need others to watch out for me. So not only do I need people to walk with me and to work with me, I need people to watch out for me. Yeah, 守望. Yeah, that's a perfect word for it. Yeah, I couldn't think of that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. All right. So you know, when I say, you know, we need people to watch out for each other, I mean that I need people who will defend me, who will protect me, and who will stand up for me. So now, please turn to Philippians chapter
2,
verse
4.
Look out for one another's interest, not just for your own. Now that's a very countercultural statement because here in North America, everybody says it's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about my needs, my interests, my hurts, and the rest of you forget you because it's always about me. But the Bible says, look out for one another's interest. I mean, have you ever seen one of those neighborhood watch signs, you know, in some areas?
Neighborhood watch?
That is a sign of community. That says we watch out for people here in this neighborhood. We care for each other here.
这是一个团体的一个表示，就是讲意思是讲哦，我关心别人，我互相照顾。
You know, when we're about to leave for Taiwan in the beginning of September, this is why I said to my neighbors.
当阮九月初要回台湾时，要回台湾以前，我甲阮的邻居，我两边的邻居讲。
So I said, Scott, would you look after my house, you know, while we're gone? And I said to Gary, Gary, would you mind keeping an eye for us, you know, while we're away? And by the way, can you get the mails for us too, please?
小我甲我的厝注意一下，啊，我甲这边的邻居 Gary 讲，你会当看我的。
But here's the thing, if that's what we do with our houses, then let's ask ourselves, do we have anyone looking out for us spiritually? Is there someone watching out for your soul? The Bible says the soul is the most important thing in our life. And if that's really true, then let me ask you, is there anybody who's here who's helping you out in a spiritual sense? Are there people who are making sure that you're still growing? And making sure that you don't get discouraged. And to even point out your errors when you are away from God. Are there people like that in your life? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Please look at that with me. It says, keep being concerned about each other as the Lord's followers should. In other words, believers ought to take care of each other. Now, you know, in this country, we have a policy. It's called NCLB. You guys know that? NCLB. You know what that stands for? It stands for No Child Left Behind, right? You guys heard that, right? Well, in the church, in any church of Jesus Christ, there ought to be a policy called NBLO. You know what that means? It says No Believer Left Out. That's what community is all about. Everyone is concerned about everyone. Everyone is watching out for everyone. And everyone is looking for each other's interests. So brothers and sisters, think again. Who is watching out for you spiritually? Anybody like that? Well, here's another question I want to throw at you. Whose back are you watching out for? You can't expect anybody to watch out for you unless you watch out for other people. And then if you care enough about somebody, you will say, you know what? I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to care for you no matter what may come. So that's the third reason. We need others to watch out for us. And vice versa. So that's our third reason. Here comes the fourth reason, and that is, I need others to wait and weep with me. Now, what in the world am I speaking here? Well, what I mean by that is that I need people who are going to be there for me during the crises of life. You see, there are many situations in life in which we should never have to sit and wait and weep alone. Nobody should ever have to sit alone in the hospital waiting during a life and death surgery of a friend or family member. Nobody should ever have to sit alone when they got laid off from their work. Nobody should face the news alone when the doctor announced that the tumor is indeed cancerous. Or when a relative suddenly falls ill. Or when our loved one suddenly, you know, dies from a tragedy or a car accident. Or when the bank called that they're going to take away your house. I could go on and on and on, you know, with different kinds of crises that we have in life. But here's the thing, God knows that we were not meant to face those things by ourselves. And let's be real, those things will happen in our lifetime. And they are going to happen, and only fools will go and be unprepared for those events. And that's why you and I, we need a support network, because we simply do not know what the future holds. Now, having said that, you don't need a lot of people in that network. You know, you just need a few people who are really close to you. And naturally, in the church, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are that network to each other. Now, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, and hear that verse with me. It says, "You should be like one big happy family, full of sympathy toward each other." Now, when you are sick and when you are in the hospital, you probably don't want the whole church to be there for you, right? But you will always be nice when you have several people who are there and who are saying to you, "Hey, I'm here for you. Here, I'm here to pray for you." Now, I have shared this in the past, and I'm going to share it again. For I still remember that before Ian was born, there were few people praying for us. And let me just tell you that we can never make it unless those people were there for us, praying and caring for us. And it's not just me and my family who have benefited from the love of people in this church. For I have witnessed people who have stepped up and who have been caring for others who have been struck by crisis in life as we speak at this very moment. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. Where it says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together." That's what community is all about. Community is God's answer for despair. In a community, you rejoice when people have a celebration, but you wait and weep with them when they have, you know, a tough time in their life. So that's a fourth reason. Now there's one more reason why we need each other, and that is I need others to witness with me. Now what does that mean? I need others to witness with me. Well, here's the thing. God has a plan for your life, and His plan is have you share a life message to the world about God's love. And that's what we mean by witness, sharing to the world what God has done in our lives. But here's the thing, while it is powerful when a person shares a great story, it is even more powerful when the story comes from a group of people.
当一个人个人布道咧传统运行，这是真有力的代志。但是当这个见证是出自一个团队群，这更加有困难。
And how do we go about doing that? How do we? What's the best way to witness to people about the love of Jesus? So what's the best way to do that as a church? Well, it's not about having a church, a beautiful church building. It's not having eloquent preachers or moving sermons every Sunday. It's not having a choir or worship band that sings great songs or plays great music. It's not about having like good programs in the church. I mean, those are good things, but they are not the best way to witness to the world about God. You know what the best way is? I'm going to tell you, and you're going to be surprised. It's by loving other believers. That's what Jesus said. Look at verse, chapter 13, verse 35 in the Gospel of John, where Jesus said this. He said, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples."
这是耶稣讲的，恁就彼此相听。伊在约翰福音十三章三十五节讲：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。”
Now look at that verse again. It says, "You know, Jesus said, 'Your love, not for me, not for God, but for each other, will prove that you are actually in the family of God.'"
我看，你来看伊个经章，较精确看咧吼。耶稣不是讲你会听吼，你是彼此相听，不是听我，不是听上帝，恁彼此相听。
I mean, how radical and different is that from the way people think about church? The thing that proves to the world that we are Jesus followers is not our building, is not our music, is not our sermons, is not our programs, but our love for one another. Amen? When people from the outside come into this building and they see how we love and care for one another, that is the ultimate way for them to really know God's love. So this is what we're going to do for the next 40 days.
So this is what we're going to do for the next 40 days.
We are going to start a revolution of love right here in this church. We're going to connect to each other in a deeper sense, and we are going to reach out to the community. So let's go to one more verse with me. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, where it says, "The Holy Spirit doesn't want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong and to love them and enjoy being with them."
咱过来看一个经节，就是提摩太后书第一章第七节，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Community is God's answer to fear and hostility.
所以团一个团体就是上帝对一个惊讶哦一个答案所清楚和咱的答案。
And when we love each other like the way God loved us, we become the greatest witness the world can ever see. Alright, so let's do a little review before we close in prayer.
Alright?
So let's start from this beginning. We need others to walk with us. We need others to work with us. We need others to watch out for us. We need others to wait and weep with us. And we also need them to witness with us. So 5 W's, or 6 W's actually, remember that. Now as we close, let me just say that this church is about community. And let me just say that we have been preparing and praying for this event for months so that God will transform and change us through this study. And I believe something great is going to happen for the next 40 days. I believe some awesome things will take place as we get together, as we study, as a small group, you know, through the lessons that we will learn. But I also believe that God did not bring you to this church, to this area, at this given time, to simply watch it happen from the sideline.
但是我相信上帝没将你带到这个教会，在这个时阵，让你做一个旁观者而已。
Instead, I believe that God has brought you here to be a part of what's going to happen.
我相信上帝将你带到这，将这要过来四十天要发生的代志，一个分子，一个参与者。
He has brought you to this church for that very purpose.
将你带到这个教会，就是为着那个目的。
So will you bow down with me in prayer as we lift up the next 40 days to God? So let's just pray. Father, it's time for the church to be church. It's time for the revolution of love and fellowship and community. Please begin in our hearts today. And with all our hearts, Lord, we believe that our church will start fulfilling your purposes in community. And in that, we will see a new transformation in this church that is not going to transform and change us, but change the whole world. Now, brothers and sisters, this is why I want you to pray with me. Would you say this to God?
所以各位兄弟姐妹，这是我的祈祷的，请你家己对上帝讲这祈祷这话。
Feel free to repeat this. It says, you know, just say this to God. Dear God, forgive me for the times I felt that I didn't need other people in my life. I want to be a part of what you're doing on earth through your family here at SFCC. I want to experience real community. I'm tired of superficial relationships, and I want to learn to love and be loved in a deeper way. I open up my life to you, Jesus, and I want to be a part of your family. Thank you for bringing me here for this place to belong and to grow in fellowship. And to serve and to worship. I don't want to be a passive follower anymore. I want to get in on what you're going to do for the next 40 days. So today I commit to getting into a small group so that I can learn about real community and relationship. Please bless our church as we do the 40 days together. In your name I pray. Amen. 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 Let us sing the song, One Voice.